Triple M presents Chris DiPasta, Mike Prosciutto.
You gotta fight!
Let's get ready for Roo, and it's for breakfast.
Oh, hello on this Tuesday morning after Easter. Our Roo is up the river. We've got Galiso and Alice the Wag. Good morning.
Good morning. How's he going?
We kind of look the same. I've got a little goatee on this morning.
What do you mean?
Just to make you feel at home.
What do you mean?
Just so I don't miss him. Just so like I fit in a bit more.
Right. How was Easter for you, Alice?
Well, my body is like 100% chocolate and wine at the moment. I'm feeling very sorry for myself. So I'm wearing active wear just to make it look like I'm still active, but yep. I'm 100% not.
Righto. Any truth and rumour, you've been away and you took away all your active gear, but it stayed in the bag. Is
yep,
that true?
Nothing got worn.
Yeah.
So,
no,
but I figure if
that.
It's in the suitcase, like you still, it's there.
Yeah.
It's still
you're
okay.
You're meant to.
Yeah.
Galiso, what happened to you over the weekend?
Oh, I just went down to Normie, had a bit of a swim, which was fairly cold.
Yeah, it would have been fresh.
Threw myself in there for about 5 seconds and didn't get any Easter eggs for my kids. So, thanks, kids, if you're up listening. God bless you. They got plenty.
Yeah. I'll bet now. Tell us what's happening this morning. What's on the show today?
Well, Tex Walker has just texted me. He's downstairs ready to come up and chat to us.
Righto.
He's just got here. And we've also got Limo coming in for a bit of a laugh.
Gee, what a night it was at the Oval. Hey, Eddie Betts. But tell you what, Tex was overshadowed a bit. He played really well, Tex Walker. Has copped a bit of criticism lately, but he was good. And we'll get to ask him all about it coming up next. Ruined it here, but Roo's up the river. We've got Galiso and Alice the Wag here on Triple M.
Triple M. Ruined it for breakfast. Breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. It's Crow's co-captain, Tex Walker.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about
Tex. Let's talk about Tex. Oh, the whole night was about Eddie Betts, but Tex Walker, good morning. You are back in form.
Good morning, Dits. Good to see you.
Great show. How are you, mate?
Alice.
Now,
hello.
Just to get you in the mood, just so you, until, you know, we're all on your side. Have a listen to this.
Alice Jolman over the top. Tex Walker into an open goal.
Let's it go from the same range, kick straight through it. He gets the goal.
Walker, and he's already celebrating as soon as it left the boot. That's better kicking from the co-captain. He's got 3 goals now.
Yeah, a bit of premature celebration there. You're a bit keen on that one. As soon as you kicked it, you started punching the air.
Yeah. Well,
what if the wind grabbed it and, you know, took it sideways?
There wasn't too much wind down the southern end, Dits.
No, there wasn't, actually.
That was a good win. We can't get too carried away. We've got to keep the ball rolling now. What are we, 2-3, and Saints are in good form on top of the ladder, so we've got to go over there with a bit more confidence in the last couple of weeks, but they're going to be tough to beat.
Now, I'm sure you get told not to listen to the chatter and all the stuff that, you know, everyone freaking out in the first few rounds of the comp, but having said that, I guess some of it gets through. Is it nice to shut them up a little bit with a good win like that?
Oh, it's odd, to be honest. Since I've been in the system for longer and longer, more longer period of time, I don't really listen.
Right,
I actually got hit up by a bloke at golf the other day, and he said, "Have you heard what's been happening and being said around town?" I said, "No, I haven't." But he went on to tell me. So
like,
next time I'm going to say, "Yes, I have," so he doesn't tell me.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
No, you got me.
Right, now, Eddie's six. The goal we're all talking about. Where do you rate it in his best ever goals? It's just...
It was just, like, there's about 3 or 4 different things to go with it. Like, we were walking out 3/4 time, and he said, "Hey, brother, you know the bet I had?" And I was singing, "Geez, I hope he hasn't put money on us to win." And I was like, "What's that, brother?" He said, my brother-in-law, he's got to get a tattoo of my face on his ass if I kick 5. And I was like, "Shit, mate, we'll clear the forward line out for you."
I'm glad you talk about the important things. when a game's there to be won. This is the stuff that's going on at 3.
You've got to have a bit of fun, Dids, don't you?
Yeah.
And what were the celebrations like with only a 6-day break, did you?
Nah, we're quite... pretty quiet, Alice. 6-day break. We had a couple of beers after the game to celebrate. You got to do that. But we're pretty quiet. Then he went on to kick it, and I was right behind him. And I thought, this cannot go in. But it's amazing because he practices those kind of things at training, and more often than not, he kicks them. So it's not a fluke. He does it too often. And on the day before the game, we were watching his highlights package, as you do for a milestone game. And it went for about 9-10 minutes. And I was sitting there. I felt like I was at I needed popcorn. It was amazing. Just amazing stuff. Human he is.
Yeah.
And like, obviously, you know, to have a good game yourself, grab 4 goals and then be overshadowed by Eddie, 6 goals, 300th game. Is he playing the best footy of his lot, of his career, or?
Well, it was one of his best games this year on the weekend, and he can overshadow whatever he wants. He's amazing. It was awesome to be able to play in a game like that and be able to get the win for a guy of his calibre.
So what does this week look like to make sure your form stays in form?
Well, we got to train hard, Alice.
Yeah.
Train hard. We're on the way down to train today, so we'll do review and get the legs running again. And then we'll have a day off tomorrow and main session Thursday. Don't forget Thursday. You know what Thursday is?
Anzac Day.
What's on Anzac Day?
Collingwood.
No.
Oh.
It's my birthday.
Oh, oh, you already forgot.
I thought you'd done that one up.
Is it fall on Anzac Day every year?
Oh, my God. Why did you just take your glasses off, your specs off?
I was just reading some research for you for the next
segment.
Why
were they fogging up?
It's really fogging up.
What about him and his Port Adelaide top as well? Like,
sorry.
Talk about
everyone listening, I have worn my Port Adelaide shirt today, but it's the first thing I grabbed text.
It's not your Port Adelaide shirt, it's your Port Power shirt.
Port Adelaide Football Club thing. No, Don't start on that.
Well, what does it say?
What's that? What's that?
On your left.
Yeah, and there's a magpie there and there's a power symbol there. Anyway, let's move on.
It's very tight.
It's about the Crows the moment. It's all about you.
They had a good win, Ditz. Yep. Your boys.
Thank you.
Very
more
impressive.
Now, I want to get to something in just a moment. What are all Crows fans up in arms about? What are they all complaining about bitterly after the weekend? We'll get to that in just a moment. More with Tex Walker, Galiso, and Alice the Wag as well. Roo is up the river and with his six kids, the six Rashudos, which I think is quite unfair because the River Murray's got enough of its own issues, really, let alone putting that on them.
Carp.
Hey, just quickly, Tex, what about the weekend? And Alice the Wag, you were there to see the mighty Panthers. Tell us about that game of football quickly. What happened?
Well, Panthers were getting absolutely smashed by Adelaide. They were losing by something like 53 points.
Yeah.
And then Panthers just started coming back and coming back. And then it was down to the dying seconds, and it was a draw for the second week in a row.
So Adelaide Crows and South Adelaide drew, Tex.
Yeah, it was a good game. We left about three-quarter time, so I'd caught the last little bit on TV, but our boys started really, really well, and then the good luck charm must have left.
Yeah, that's right. You abandoned them. All right, more with Tex in just a moment, and Crows fans are outraged. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Tex Walker here on Triple M.
Triple M. Ruined Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home.
Here's Texan!
Close co-captain Tex Walker.
That's where the Rangers gonna be.
Oh, the Tex!
More with Tex Walker. Tex, thanks for coming in after an Easter break. Do you get to do much? Can you have a lot of chockey and all those sorts of things? Because you're on strict diets, you blokes.
Oh, I don't mind slipping a little bit of chocolate in. Dits, I'm a bit of a sweet tooth. I had Rob, Vicky and Alex pop over Sunday morning before
the
game. Yeah, the in-laws.
Before the game?
Yeah, so
you weren't throwing down the eggs before the game.
No, certainly not. No. Just after the game I was. What if you could go and get a block of chocolate, what would you get? What?
Oh, look, this will be advertising, I guess, and being biased on air, but, gee, I love Hague's. It's a good South Australian company.
It's not a block of chocolate, like Cadbury block of chocolate.
I'm
you
all
can
about
go to the server.
Cadbury.
Oh, sorry. Almond.
Fruit and nut for me.
What would you get?
Roast almond.
I'm like plain Cadbury. Don't want anything.
What's
in
yours,
it?
Tex?
Black Forest.
Black Forest. Oh, yeah. Very exotic. Very exotic for a young Broken Hill boy.
That's beautiful. Hell. What are you trying to say?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. I told you, I said just a moment ago, Crows fans are outraged. We will get to that. I just want to get a final word on Eddie. Not only did he kick a miraculous goal, but Tex, there are a lot of people that don't perform on a big stage. You know, it's a massive occasion. The build-up for him was huge. The coverage was enormous. I mean, every day there seemed to be a double-page spread. And he just delivered in spades, didn't he? And that tells you that not only a good player, but a champion can stand up under a ton of pressure.
Yeah, he just loves it. He loves welcoming people into his life, and he just loves putting on a show for his supporters. And on Sunday, he certainly did that.
Six goals, three.
I don't want to get technical and confuse you, on a percentage-wise...
You sound like this golf guy. Do you want to hear but?
Well, I'm like Roo, like stats, but... On a percentage-wise, how much do you reckon it being Eddie Betts' 300th and, like, the big game helped your form and, like, win as a team?
It's hard to put a percentage on it, but you never like to lose milestone games. But I'd like to think that we've done the hard work over the last 2 weeks to get it, turn our form around as well. So
what did change?
A couple of things. We won the contest. We got thumped the last 2 weeks, I think by minus 20, minus 30. So that certainly helped us on the weekend.
And we haven't mentioned Brody Smith yet either. What a return to form for him in his 150th great game. Now, fans are outraged. And Tex, I wasn't aware of this. And obviously you can turn the game onto Triple M at any stage and get ball by ball live. But the TV stations chose not to show your game on free to air. Now, people are away for Easter. You've got a lot of fans that go to York Peninsula, Eyre Peninsula, down the Fleurieu, all sorts of places. Couldn't see your game on the weekend. What's the backlash been like?
Pretty strong, especially from my mother.
For now, don't upset Tex's mum. I've learnt from personal experience with this.
Well, I thought I'll quickly give her a buzz and say Happy Easter yesterday, and before I could even say Happy Easter, she said, what about the TV wasn't live? I had to go up. And I was like, I'm not Channel 7. We played, but I'm not Channel 7. But, yeah, it's disappointing that you can't get a live game. But I'm sure there's reasons for it. Alice, I don't know whether you know why.
Yeah, they released a statement saying the AFL awarded the live match to pay TV. So Channel 7 Adelaide weren't actually allowed to
Shouldn't
air
happen.
Live.
Gleeso, you made the point before. I mean, we are now in 2019. You know, modern times. How on earth could that not be on TV?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, the battle for the billions of dollars for broadcast rights and stuff obviously comes down to, I guess, Gil and the backroom boys making decisions on what games can be seen and what games can't be seen. But I was absolutely filthy. My wife hates it when there's not a game on free
to air. And so what did you do down at Normanville?
I sat in the car and listened to Triple
M. There you go. And the kids are saying, where's Dad? And he's in the car. And fantastic
it's
stuff.
It's so unfortunate that it was Easter as well because everyone's away. Like normally I would have access to Foxtel, but you know, we're down at Aldinga and it's Eddie's 300. That's just not a great time, is it?
We went across to the Lynx at Lady Bay and were able to catch the last quarter on Foxtel. So
fantastic.
That was all right.
And listen to it on Triple M.
Yes.
Tex, thanks for coming in, mate. Have you got a gag for us before you leave?
Well, this is a bit of a story on the weekend. Ellie was doing the washing and my beautiful wife, I was standing there and she tripped over when she was holding the clean clothes basket. I was there to see it all unfold.
Right. I said, have you got a joke to leave us with? Right. Anyway, Tex joins us thanks to Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle, our house, your home. Good luck against the Saints this week, mate. Good on
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Ditz.
There he is. Tex Walker back in form. Not that he was out of form, but played very well on the weekend. Limo's not far away. You've got Gleeso, Alice the Wagon, Ditz here on Triple M.
Ruin Ditz for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman.
Lehman!
I'm Anthony Lehman.
Oh, after a big Easter break, good morning, Lehmo.
Hey! It's great to be here, guys. Love being with you on a Tuesday. Hey, a couple of questions for you lot, though. Has there been a mid-season draft that I didn't know about? Have you boned Roo, and has it required two people to replace him? Is that what's going on?
He replaced. Well, he's playing in the country leagues this week, isn't he?
He's swapped into the regional stations.
He's on Murray FM this morning.
Can I just say, we mentioned this earlier, there are six Ricciuto kids let loose on the Murray River this week. I wouldn't be drinking that water for a long, long time.
Right, okay, very good. So
let it
Roo's
flush out.
Roo's out for the week, given the... look out if you're upstream. Look, not good news for those cotton farmers upstream. Hey, and secondly, when did you lot start this morning? Because it's 6 a.m., isn't it? Breakfast radio, 6 a.m.? Is that what?
Well,
is that when you guys...
We negotiated a different contract over here.
Because, gee, imagine my surprise when I turned on at 6:30, as I do every morning to listen, and there was not here until 7.
We're reheating.
Okay, all right. I'll allow the little sleep in there this morning. Did everyone have a good weekend, though? Good Easter weekend?
Bloody oath.
So
what a beauty.
Yeah, it's good fun, isn't it? You know what I like is how they name the days around Easter? Because you've got Easter Monday, of course, Easter Sunday, Easter Saturday. But the Friday, they call that one Good Friday. Yeah, I get the feeling that Jesus didn't actually name that day himself, though. Because he had a pretty rough old day out,
terrible
to be fair. Have I shared with you my theory that I reckon Jesus would have been a very good footballer?
No.
No, well, I reckon Jesus would have been a very good footballer because they talk a lot in the AFL about your ability to recover from injury.
Oh, no.
You could kill him on a Saturday. He'd be at training Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Just some tape on the hands.
Yeah. Right. Imagine reading the injuries in the paper.
We're all going to hell for this.
Has the phone board lit up yet?
We've made the list.
Jesus dead, available. We're like, wow.
Israel Folau's just added you to the list.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Gary Ablett liked it.
Yeah. Drinkers and fornicators were on the list already. So I was well and truly there.
It's sticking up for us.
Now, I know that Port beat the West Coast Eagles on the weekend. Frio beat GWS, but the true Easter miracle was Carlton having a win.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, they were out on Mad Monday yesterday celebrating. They took it so seriously, they even drafted in Fev to help with their Mad Monday celebration. And I know you've spoken about it already, but Eddie Betts kicking 6 goals in his 300th. What a dead set superstar.
Absolutely.
That bloke is. But I was at the footy yesterday at the MCG watching the Mighty Hawks get smashed by the Catters. And I was at the official president's function with the Hawks president, Jeff Kennett. And who was there but none other than Scott Morrison.
Right.
The Prime Minister, yes. So he was there pretending to drink beer and he said, "G'day, mate," heaps. Mm-hmm. now, I was looking at ScoMo holding his one beer for about 2 hours and I thought to myself, you know, if he wants to win votes, he needs to pull a Bob Hawke.
Mm.
Just scull a beer. I mean, the last couple of years, we've seen Bob Hawke at the SCG scull a beer and the nation has fallen in love with him all over again. If he just stood up yesterday at the MCG and sculled a beer, he would have actually won a few votes. Better still, put on one of those hats with a beer either side and the straws that run down into your mouth. I say, ScoMo, put that hat on. Don't take it off until election day. And I swear he will absolutely win because we don't care about economic policy, foreign policy or tax rates. We want a prime minister who can smash a yard glass in 10 seconds.
Absolutely.
Or equally, tip it over Jeff Kennett. Would have won a few votes.
No, there we go. See, anything.
That's right.
Just spark it up. Give us something to vote for. We want a prime minister we can be proud of. Someone we can brag about. Because on the flip side of this, guys, what was John Howard's greatest shame?
His leg spin bowling. Leg spin.
Exactly. When he bowled that ball and it nearly hit himself in the toes. Yeah. That was his greatest shame. Learn how to kick a footy. Learn how to bowl a ball. Learn how to scull a beer. And I swear you will win the vote of the Australians. Hey, and speaking of, did you see a comedian is now the Ukrainian president?
Yeah. I saw that. Brilliant.
I saw that.
That is weird. The second country to do that, of course. I mean, the USA voted that a couple of years ago.
There's a poll online this morning. Which Australian comedian would you want to be our prime minister?
Oh, so who's
not
winning that
Mick
poll?
Sean McAuliffe's in front, would you believe? Sorry, Lima.
With Bill Shorten a close second.
Carl Barron.
Well, did you know that Scott Morrison is actually a Chris Lilley character? I can't wait for him to take the makeup off in a couple of months.
Yeah, Jonah to be our next Prime Minister. Yeah.
Indeed. Look out for that. Although Lawrence Mooney has been playing the Prime Minister
for
a while now.
He has.
He could be a shot at the election. Hey, guys, all right, I'm going to stay away from the Murray River this week and I'll be back with you on Friday.
Good on you, Lebo.
Thanks, Lebo.
Good on you, guys.
In a moment, your chance to win $10,000 right here. Brand new competition here on Triple M. You've got Gleeso, Allerton, Ditz here this morning.
Enough, everybody.
Triple M's $10,000 hearing test. Open your ears and win the cash. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
Hear more about the all-new RAV4 coming soon to 3 big locations, Adelaide, Cheltenham and Christie's Beach.
7:48 on this Tuesday morning. Gleeso, Alice, tell us all about this competition.
We're about to give away 10 grand.
Right.
So it's called the hearing test. Yep. And I don't know if you remember, we did it over the summer and it's come back because it was so popular.
It went
people
nuts,
want it
didn't
back.
It? Yeah.
So we have 3 sounds. You have to name the song, you have to guess the voice, and then pick the sound. So
right.
I'm about to play it. In between each sound, there's a little beep. So the beep isn't actually the sound. That just defines each starting point.
I can't hear the beep anyway with my hearing.
All right, so let's hear this.
Oh, what is going to be?
So that's a song, it's someone talking, and the sound. So you have to name all 3, and you win 10 grand.
All right, now, by the way, if it doesn't go off right now, which I'm hoping it does, but we're going to do this all day, all right? So we're going to do it every hour throughout the workday as well. So your chance to win 10 grand. Shall we hear the 3 of them one more time?
Oh, what is going to be?
Righto. Any idea? 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a ring right now for the hearing test. And once again, thanks to CMI Toyota. Hear all about the all-new RAV4 coming soon to their three big locations. CMI Toyota.
Shh. Quiet, please. It's Triple M's $10,000 hearing test. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
Hear more about the all-new RAV4 coming soon to three big locations. Adelaide, Cheltenham and Christie's Beach.
Righto, Gleeso, new competition. Who have you got on the blower there, mate?
We have got Brad from Lockleys. How you going, Brad?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How you going?
Would you say that Brad from Lockleys is going to unLockleys the hearing?
Oh, no, well, you would.
Okay. You would, yeah. Sorry about that, Brad.
Anyway.
Now, Brad, let's have another listen, shall we? Here we go.
Oh, what it's going to be.
Wow.
Righto. Brad, now, any idea? Can you name any of those three?
Yeah, I think I might know The Voice, okay. But I'll give you the other facts. So, song Hotel California, The Eagles.
Right.
The Voice, I reckon it's Christopher Walken.
Okay.
And I reckon the sound is one of those guillotines that cuts paper, you know, those things that edge off.
Oh, yeah, I do. I thought you were going to say cuts heads off. Anyway, let's go to the adjudicator. How many did he get right? No. Sorry, Brad.
First
up. All right. Now, Brad, I've got to say, you're very brave to be the first person to ring through with this because it's very, very tough. We're going to send you off to see Gleeso and the Screaming Jets, okay? This is at the Gov on May the 25th. How good's that?
That's bloody awesome.
All right.
Guys.
Good on you. Stay on the line. You've got a double as well. You can take a friend. By the way, go to the website, thescreamingjets.com.au. This is the 30th anniversary tour?
Yes, indeed.
How old are you?
51 in June, I'll be.
Were you out the front as a 21-year-old?
We started off around that time, 1989. So, yeah, so 30 years, it's pretty good. You don't get a watch or nothing, but I don't get any long service leave after 10 years,
so
20
buy
years.
Buy a schooner, anything like that?
That is a good idea.
Now,
good deal.
So, quite seriously, I would have thought quite a gutsy thing to do as a 21-year-old to front a band like that. Or do you know many others that were? I know the Silverchair were young people, very young.
It's a pretty, we started off, I was 16 when we started off, I was 16 going on 17 when I started my first band at high school.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of a natural progression that around our early 20s, we went down to Sydney from Newcastle and tried our hand at the big leagues and ended up getting to Guernsey and off we went.
Do you remember your first gig?
I remember at the first Screaming Jets gig, we were called the Love Bombs.
Right.
It was at the Marcus O'Lawn Hotel across the road from where I was living in Newcastle, actually, and
right.
We used to play there three or four times a week because it was close to my joint.
And did it go well, the first gig?
Yeah, it went all right. It was a bit of a transition because we had guys from three pretty well-known bands all joining into one band, and the three well-known bands were all cover-based bands, so this was our first foray into being all original style.
Band.
Yeah.
How are your parents? Because like, as a 16-year-old, you're like, I'm going to join a band.
Yeah.
Were they
yeah.
supportive? Or they say no way?
No, they hated it. Of course, I was distracted me from my studies and stuff, and I just fell into it. I remember when I finished high school, my mum said, "You got to go to college or uni," and I went and enrolled just to make her happy, and then deferred. I should go back.
It's never too late. Yeah.
Fall back on it.
All right, so 30th anniversary. It's called the Dirty 30th Anniversary Tour, the Screaming Jets. So at the Gov on Saturday, May the 25th, if you want to check out the Screaming Jets, this will sell out fast, no doubt about that. And once again, thanks to CMI Toyota for our hearing test. Check out the all-new RAV4 coming to their three big locations, Adelaide, Cheltenham and Christie's Beach as well. It's Roo and Ditts here on Triple M with Gleeso and Alice this week.
Roo and Ditts, top three things you need to know.
What is making news, Gleeso? First up, what have you got for us?
Well, first, very sad what's happened over there in Sri Lanka. So far, 290 deaths have been confirmed with these terrorist attacks that have taken place. I just was hearing that they found 87 detonators in a bus station over there. It was such a well-organised attack. And to know that police had some like 7 or 8 days out. They had knowledge that there was an attack imminent, and it was still able to take place. Just yeah. absolutely
some
abhorrent.
Sort of intel they had. Yeah, correct. I heard a report this morning driving in that the Sri Lankan government believes they may have had, or they think they have definitely had, a lot of outside help because it was so sophisticated and on such a large scale.
Mm. And you have to wonder, you know, if this is going to be a ping pong effect with you know what happened in Christchurch, and now whether this is escalating. So yeah, it's a terrible situation, and to, you know, there's been expats have been involved as well. The head of one of the biggest corporations in Great Britain lost family members, and there's been some Australian casualties as well. So
the two Aussies that have been killed are a mother and daughter, and the dad was actually parking the car, which is just horrific. And another couple of Aussies have been injured. They're saying the injury list is up to 500 people that have been wounded. So
all right, now ScoMo's in town. I've just seen him on TV this morning during the break. He's down at Adelaide Oval. Alice the Wag, what does it mean to you when the Prime Minister's in town ahead of an election? Do you listen to what he's got to say? What does it mean?
Well, I don't really follow politics at all. So in my head, I know it's Tit Shorten, the one with the man boobs. And then there's the one that no one really knows, who's our Prime Minister now. But because it was Malcolm Turnbull, he's kind of a bit wishy-washy.
Right.
But I just feel they're on this election campaign now, so they make all these promises that are supposed to get us to vote for them. But then it makes me kind of mad because you told me this morning that no one actually holds them accountable for all these promises they make while on the campaign. So what's the point? They could come out and say, I'm going to give everyone $1 million. And then you're like, well, of course I'm going to vote for you. And then don't have to do
that. You've summed it up perfectly, Alice. Welcome to the world of politics.
I could be the new Laurie Oakes.
Can you say Peter Harvey Canberra? Can you do that for us?
Alice James.
Yeah. But no, it is fair dinkum. Look, he's in town. And Gleeso, I guess where I'm coming from, I said to you off air this morning that he's already pledged $100 million to something. And as soon as he said that, I don't even know what it is he's pledged it to.
It's Australian Business Growth Fund.
There you go. Now, what does that mean? And my point being, why didn't you do this for the last 4 years and just prove to us all what a great Prime Minister and what a great party you represent, rather than say, I'm promising all of this now if you vote us in again? Just do it anyway, and maybe we'll vote you in.
Yeah, that's a very valid point to suddenly find all this money after, you know, we got health, we got education that are struggling at the moment, and to suddenly be finding all this money a month out, or 6 weeks out from an election, it seems very fortuitous for the government.
Now, on a lighter note, Oakbank has come and gone again for another year. Now, I'll declare my hand up front. I'm actually on the committee up at Oakbank, and I enjoy my role up there, and I love it. The negativity on 7 News last night, they've done it to us again, and I see in the paper this morning, you know, pictures of empty grandstands. Can I tell you, the biggest crowd we've had in years, and I'm not just making this up, we are actually over the moon with how successful it was.
Yeah.
And anyone that was there on Saturday will tell you it was absolutely brilliant. It was magnificent. So to the naysayers out there, I just want to say just how about a bit of truth in reporting, because it was so successful and we are so pumped with how it went. Big crowd, over 20,000 people Saturday.
20,000, that's unreal.
And just to put it into perspective, the Adelaide Cup, and I'm not knocking the Adelaide Cup, but they got 7,000. We got 20-odd thousand. I reckon that's a success.
Yeah, what's the agenda in all this, trying to pretend that, you know, as you say, people don't sit in the stands at any of, you go to Randwick, you go to Flemington, the stands aren't full all day.
Well, what happens just is so you people watch know, the race. Yeah, in between races, there's about 35 to 40 minutes. People go back behind the stands, buy a drink, buy something to eat, and hang out. A bet.
Yep,
that's what people do. And then when the race is on, we all run out the front and sit in the stands.
Yeah.
Take a photo when that's happening. You idiots. Take a photo when the race is on.
He's cracked it.
Please.
Ditz has called someone an idiot.
Just a bit of misrepresentation there. Yeah, but well done to everyone involved at Oakbank. It was a huge success. It was brilliant. That's what's making news. Roo and Ditz here on Triple M with Gleeso and Alice the Wag.
It's Helen.
G'day, this is John Farmer.
Hello, Roo Boy.
On Triple M's Roo and Ditz for Breakfast.
Not really enough from argument, boys.
It's time for Monday Talkback.
Oh, if you are a regular, you'll know that we have a Monday Talkback, but after the long, long weekend, we'll do it on a Tuesday, and anyone can ring up. We throw the phones open on 133353, don't we? Yeah.
Let's go to our first caller. Good morning.
Yeah, g'day, it's Murray on the Murray.
G'day, Mars. You're straight off the bat today. You're first. You like to be first on, don't you?
Yes, thanks for putting me on first, but I've been hanging on since yesterday.
Oh, sorry about that. Righto. Yeah, what would you like to talk about, Mars?
Right, Roo's not there. I wanted to talk to Roo.
Yeah.
I was talking to Beer Bottle. We had a big argument after you. We reckon
Now, Beer Bottle's your mate. You've spoken about him before. Why do you call him Beer Bottle?
Yeah, he's empty from the neck up.
Righto, yeah, yeah.
And we were saying that Rue played in an era where there were no dietitians, and we wanted to know if Rue had a Friday night meal that he used to stick to. You know, there was Short Odd's favourite was pizza. One bloke reckons he had a cheese platter every Friday before
the game. Cheese platter?
Yeah.
Why would he eat a cheese platter before a game of footy?
Well, it got us talking. We got an idea for a business for him.
Oh, yeah.
You could call it Rusciutto's Prosciutto.
Right, I like it, yeah.
Yeah, just trucks going around with a big pig's head on it with a Brownlow medal hanging around its neck.
Yeah, I like it, actually. Anyway, Prosciutto, Prosciutto.
Just pass it on.
No, I love it. It's a
have
good
you
idea.
Seen Rusciutto's down there, Murray?
Well, I tell you what, the rivers turn a different colour. It looks a bit more yellow.
Yeah, I would have thought. Because if you missed it, the six Prosciutto's and the whole family are up and on the Murray as we speak all week. All right, thanks for calling in, Muzz. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good. Here you go.
Tex. Oh,
Tex just left.
Was I meant to come in this morning?
Yeah,
or?
No, you were in earlier this morning. You've obviously forgotten. But anyway, what would you like to talk about?
I wasn't going to come in, but I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah. How was I?
Good.
Brilliant.
Well, you did really well.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, we've had, does anyone in there know whether Anzac Day and Easter Sunday have ever fallen on the same day? Because they're pretty close this year, weren't they?
They were close. I wonder what would happen if that happened, Tex.
Well, I was thinking that you'd have the dawn service and there'd be kids looking around for Easter eggs.
Yeah, it'd be confusing.
Then you'd have Easter lunch and you'd have a minute silence before you had Easter lunch.
It'd
be confusing, wouldn't it?
There'd be a lot to cram in on that day.
Anyway, I'm glad I was good earlier. I just... Did you blokes know that I'm really good friends with 25 letters of the alphabet?
Right. Okay. Why only 25?
I don't know why.
Oh, okay. Right. Tex, that could be your worst gag ever. Let's move on. Thanks for calling in, Tex. Let's go to our next caller, shall we? Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
It's Wally from Woodville.
Wally from Woodville. How you been, Wally?
I've back on my medication. I'm feeling a lot better.
You sound sprightly as well.
I feel a lot better than I have in the last few months.
Yeah.
Is this the number I call for my hearing test?
No, it's not. No. This is Triple M, Wal.
I thought you said call this number for a hearing test.
Yeah, that's a little competition we've got. You can win $10,000, but it's the difference.
Because I reckon it's 90% at the moment.
Right. Well, you can do better than that, Walt. Once you get up near 100, can ring us back. Well, you might win the 10 grand, all right?
Will I hang on for my prize then?
Yeah, we'll put you on hold. Good on you, Walt. Stand by for the rush hour this afternoon. They'll give you something. They'll give you tickets to the movies or something. We've got time for one more call, I reckon. Hello, good morning.
G'day, this is John Farnham.
Oh, Farnsey!
Farnsey, rock on.
Hey, mate, it's my mate Gleeso there.
Yes, I am, mate. How you going?
Mate, I sincerely, no, Glenn and I reckon you're underrated as a performer in this country, mate. You have given decades. How many decades, mate? Three decades?
Three whole decades.
Yeah, mate, and you've been going on, you've been entertaining crowds, and can I just say, Glenn and I love you. We really, sincerely, we do. No, mate, and Glenn's come. You know how they Gleeso, you back me on this. All they talk about is who's going to perform at the grand final, who's going to perform. I mean, it's one song they do, two songs. But you know what? Glenn's going to do this rock concert, and he wants to put a footy match on at halftime.
Right. I think it's a good idea.
Who's playing? Who's playing? Love you, mate. Love you, Gleeso.
I like it. Good on you. Thanks for calling in, Farty. Ring any time. There you go. That's all we've got time for with our Tuesday talk. He's mad, isn't he? It's Ruined. It's on Triple M with Gleeso and Alice the Wag. Ruined. It's here on Triple M with Gleeso and Alice the Wag this week.
Now, Eddie Betts, we've spoken about him, how amazing his 300th game was.
Freakish.
And because there's been guys who've had terrible 300th games. Eh? There's some people who just don't show up, but Eddie fronted up. And he had a side bet, which was with his brother-in-law.
Yeah, he said, if you get over 5 goals, I think it was, I'll get your face tattooed on my butt cheek.
Right.
So Eddie got 5 goals.
Well, you got 6 goals, 3.
Got 6, that's right. And we got a bit of audio of his brother-in-law.
Lucky Murphy got the free kick, and then it's the hardest ball get I've seen Eddie do all year. It was
went and told Murph to stay on the ground. He took the free kick downfield. Murph was a bit soft. I was having some chats to him last night about it, but I think he put it beyond doubt with the left footer, the next one, so that's why it went to the left cheek for the tat homage to the left foot gully kick.
There you go. And I think that was on Channel 7 last night, that audio, so thanks to them. Alice, what were you telling us about the image that he got
so
of Eddie?
It's like it's a cartoon version of Eddie, and it's from his children's book that he wrote, and so it's Eddie, but it's like the cartoon version. He's got the backwards hat, and it's actually really cool.
Yeah, right.
Like, I wouldn't mind it on my butt.
I mean, I've signed some stuff over the years that people have got it tattooed, my name tattooed, but not my face tattooed on them.
So. Oh, so you sign like a part of their body, and then they go and get it tattooed over
arms and other areas.
Oh, really? Like what?
Oh, never a bum. I'll just say that. I'll just say that.
Right. We can count that out. So is it just Gleeson or is it the full Dave Gleeson?
No, full Dave Gleeson. But when they say I'm going to get it tattooed, then I have to be really neat, because usually I just see the old, the tattoo thing, the autograph thing.
Yep.
But when they say they're going to get it done, I have to do it quite neatly. And a lot of them come and show them to me after, and then I feel kind of, I don't know, dirty. I don't feel great about it. I feel like there's something stalkerish about people having me tattooed on them.
Mm. Yeah. It's a bit weird. Do you use your autograph like the autograph you use when you're signing your credit card and stuff? Is it the same one or do you have a different one?
Of course not.
Different one? No. Okay, good.
I have an actual signature and autograph. I've got the same autograph. I've refined it over the years.
Because what would happen, Alice, is people in banks all over would get that body part out and say, hey, just copy that.
Just trace this.
And I'd be using Gleeson's card everywhere, you see. Yeah. And then we go, okay, now put that body part back in. And
please put that away.
Let's move on, shall we? Ruined It's on Triple M. Gleeson and Alice.
Things we didn't get to.
Well, as usual, our show is crammed full of all the breaking stories, both locally and internationally, and nationally, of course. But Gleeson's got pages of notes here. These are the stories that didn't get to air. These are on the cutting floor, aren't they?
Look, Steve Smith, he's been recently recalled to the Australian side.
Right.
And he was captain of the Rajasthan Royals last night, banked 50 off 32. Mm-hmm. So it's good to see he's hitting his straps before the World Cup comes on. In music news, Peter Capaldi, who is was Doctor Who at one stage, well, his cousin Lewis Capaldi is a musician, and he's decided at his venue, at his gigs, he's doing big tours, he's going to start having panic rooms for people who suffer anxiety at gigs.
Right.
I would say if you can get to a gig, you're probably going to be all right. But anyway.
But aren't panic rooms silent, like soundproof?
I have no idea. But once again, it's people bending over backwards for the extremely small amount of people, I would have to say, who would be using a panic room at a gig. If you're going to a gig, you want to get rocked out. That's for sure.
Especially at your gigs, please,
sir. thank you. Now, there's a carny caravan. Now, we all know carnies. Oh, we used to call them showies where I grew up, but carnies are obviously people who follow the Easter shows and the royal shows around the country. I read today about one that's been a family that's been involved in carnivals for 95 years, and five generations of that same family have all been brought up in caravans on the road, going around from place to place, setting up their shows and stalls. How good's that? Something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, full of caravans full of fluffy toys.
And don't they look manky, some of them toys? You never get the really good, pristine looking ones. They go, yeah, here's one from out of the toilet.
And yet I always still want to win them.
Now, Barnaby Joyce's...
You do know...
Sorry.
I've got a joke for you off air. I shouldn't say this.
Off air?
Yeah, sorry. The bloke that goes out with a girl who's a carny. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, Dinsy's got the giggles.
Well, I suppose I've half told it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. We can't leave it hanging.
Can you do the G-rated version?
There's no G-rated.
Oh, no.
And at the end he says, was I any good? She said, you can pick anything from the bottom row. She said. Sorry.
Oh, brilliant. And if you want to see something funny, you've got to see Barnaby Joyce in an interview that he did last night where they were talking about the water buyback scheme, which affects us quite full on down here. It's more upstream of the Murray. And he, at one stage, he just starts yelling, Labor, 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 at the chick. It was his. She was going, but why did this happen? He goes, Labor. And then he just yells Labor about 30 times. If you want to see a man who has lost it over the last couple of years, but doing it live on television. It's
or his girlfriend is literally having the baby and no one's noticed.
Oh, no one cares, Barnaby. Poor old Barnaby's yesterday's news. Mm. Let's leave him there.
Getting more beetroot by the moment, isn't he? So that's what didn't make the show today. Wow.
That's it. That's it.
That tells you how good the show was, really.
Exactly.
That's what I'm taking out of it.
There's
yeah.
some juicy stuff in there.
All right, we are all back tomorrow. Roo's up the Murray River, so Gleeso and Alice the Wagger here on Triple M. See you tomorrow, folks.
See ya.